vegan, because we are not the devil's henchmen.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nasze programy oferują wiele języków. Prosimy zobaczyć suprememastertv.com/schedule.
So don't tell me you don't progress or all that garbage. Don't dwell on these stupid preconceived ideas of how you are and how you see. Don't look at these small negative traits that you still have. You know, see every day, write out all the positive things that happen to you, and then you see how much you progress. It's very easy.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, Dutch, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish,
Portuguese,
Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Selamat datang means welcome in Indonesian. My name is Agus. The dependable people of Indonesia are thankful to you for spreading the compassionate vegan diet that promotes healthy living. Comprising some 17,500 islands, 900 of which are inhabited, the Republic of Indonesia is one of the world's most extensive archipelagos. Bordering these isles are more than 80,000 kilometers of coastline, surrounded by warm tropical seas. National parks such as Raja Ampat, where 75% of the world's coral varieties can be found, offer a glimpse into the miracles of marine life, while in Borneo's Tanjung Puting, one can witness beautiful orangutans in the wild. With its numerous islands, it is not surprising that Indonesia has more than 300 ethnic groups, each with its own unique and beautiful culture. On the island of Sulawesi, the Tanah Toraja people maintain their traditional way of life, which includes living in boat-shaped houses. The vast 8th century Buddhist temple of Borobudur can be found on the island of Java, while the Prambanan temple is located nearby with 240 shrines dedicated to Hindu deities. Indonesia is a laureate of the Shining World Leadership Award for Compassion, as well as the Shining World Leadership Award for Protection and Good Governance. This is truly a nation whose natural and cultural treasures are matched by the deep kindness and care of her people. It was a pleasure
to share glimpses of the colorful tradition of Indonesia with you, upbeat viewers. May all souls be graced with Allah's unconditional love. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped
world-honored one Sakyamuni Buddha,
the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe,
we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth.
An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, to homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief.
Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness. Wishing you the best.
Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations,
media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East,
the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994,
the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc.,
and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds.
etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness. Wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life. A tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Our initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan per products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Be Your Children's Best Friend, Part 3 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on January 7, 2006 in Surrey, UK.
Đêm ơi sao trường đường đen khuya buồn nhớ ai, chăn màn sao u lụ tình như là đã phai.
Well, get over it. Some people are so stupid, they don't appreciate other people. Are they jealous? You understand? Sometimes you're more intelligent, or even you have richer parents, or you have better house, or even have better boyfriend, or better looking, and they plan to crush you. And because you're a kid, and you don't understand much, and you're so nice. Mostly the kids who are picked on are nice kids, because they're tough ones, you know. They go pick on other people. And the nice kids, they're quiet, you know, study and do their own homework, and they don't do anything bad. Just they're too good. So they don't know how to defend themselves. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Okay. It's good that you get back your happiness. You deserve it. Yeah. Okay. Everybody deserves happiness. And if you don't have it, and it's your problem. You have to see why you're not happy. Okay? What is the area of your life that bugs you? One time I was in France, and there was a woman who kept telling me about how bad she felt because of her husband and the family. And it's not all that difficult to handle, you know, but she kept nagging me, asking me, and I told her, and she didn't change. So I told her, I said, okay, you know what, if it's me, huh? I just look into the life, my life, any area that is bugging me, anything that is making me unhappy, I just get rid of it. Say, what? Really? Everything? I say, anything. It's about husband. I say, if a husband bugs me, I sell him. If a car makes me trouble, I sell the car. If the house troubles me, I sell the house. You know, first I say, if the car troubles me, then I sell the car. And I say, if the house makes trouble for me, I sell the house. And she said, I have a husband. I say, husband bothers me, I sell the husband. I know, it takes time, you know, with the husband is more difficult. But it's not like, not doable, yeah. It's a joke, but it can be realized, you know, I mean, what for are you? You keep yourself in trouble, huh? Maybe you can't get rid of it now, but plan to. Try to. You know, try to look forward. Like in the school, it's the same market. If you have somebody bullying you, you have to go home and tell your parents. Be upfront. Yeah, tell them because they help you. You have to tell them. If you cannot tell them by words because you don't know how, it's difficult to talk, write a letter. Think of what you want to tell them and write it. It's easier to write than sometimes to talk. It's because you have longer time to think and to formulate your ideas, because as a kid, it's difficult for you to talk sometimes. And when you're too emotional while talking, you just can't express it. So maybe you think about what you want to tell your parents about your problem, you write it down and give it to them. All right, any more of the good stuff? Yeah. It's not like I don't want you to tell me about your kids' problem or your family problem. It's not like that. Everyone is different. You see, the way you tell me, I would not feel mad at you. You know, I would not feel that you're just nagging. You understand? It depends on if you're real or not. Some people just want to blah, blah, just to make trouble for me. They don't really need my advice. They just want to throw dirt at me and everybody else. That's different. But if you have a real problem, you know, of course you can talk to me. I always talk to you about your problem. What else? About my problem? I don't have any. Right? Okay? Yeah. No, the sister next to you. Look. Yeah.
Hi, Master. I'm so upstairs. I had to come down and talk to you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
First, thank you for the candy you sent home for my children. They felt very special and loved. And I said, these are from Master. And they I could see it in their eyes. They felt special.
Yeah, sure. It is special.
It was. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for the gift. I had a suspicion that I was from outer space before, but now when I was meditating, I'm just going back into the pull. It's so strong.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I could not come out of my meditation. I struggled to come out.
Yeah. No struggle. But why come out?
Well, yeah, I could have stayed. I could
but
have
you have
stayed
to work.
There.
Okay.
But it's just wonderful. It's the change is amazing.
Well, I'm glad.
It's just wonderful. Thank you.
I'm glad. Yeah. Told you. Very powerful. Handle with care. Okay, you don't have to always talk, you know? If you need to, you talk. If not, don't have to. I'm just asking you in case you want to. Not wait until I go out and sneak in the corner and say, Master, I have a secret. I hate that. Special, you know? Special. Can we talk in private? Is there anything else? Okay, yes.
Master, you start newly initiated. How will I get to do when I'm progressing? Will I feel any changes?
Hmm?
You say we change from one level to another.
You don't feel the change?
Or if you're developing. Well, I do feel good when I'm meditating
mm-hmm.
and doing meditation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't go too good. But I'm just, you know, wondering if I'm progressing.
Yeah, you are, of course, no?
Oh.
Just sometimes slower than other times. If you feel good in all kinds of aspects in your life, that means you progress. It's not necessarily that you see the light, because sometimes you go up so quick you don't see it, and when you go down, you're down. You don't see it. When you go up, your mind's all shut off, you know, and you don't see it, so you think you don't. It doesn't matter. It's a soul business, okay? It's not a show business that you always have to see something. A soul business. All right, you're welcome. Yeah, if you're happy, you look like that, you must progress. Look so happy. It's rarely I see a happy man around in the world, and most of them. Yeah. You look so happy.
Yes, thank you.
You must have progressed, yes. All right, look into yourself and you know you progress, okay? You look. And you're more lighted, you know, feel more light than before, more carefree, yeah? More compassionate, more loving, more at ease with yourself. And you feel even before, sometimes some people grow up, don't feel good with themselves even, you know. You know, every practitioner has some special area to work on, you see. Not always about the light even. Of course you have light, but sometimes because your mind just shut off and you don't know, or you go too quick or something like that, or you don't pay attention. But for example, sometimes you feel more confidence in yourself. Some people feel, when they were kids, they were being harassed and they don't feel confident. But after meditation, at least they're getting their confidence back, if not the light or anything. And they feel more in control. They feel more beautiful. They feel more accepting about themselves, even that. Even I'm not a psychologist or anything. I don't need to sit down and tell you, oh, you're beautiful. Look at your eyes. Look at your nose. It looks different from everybody else's nose. Look at that. So unique. Yeah, but then you feel it. Yeah, you feel, oh, I'm fat, but I'm beautiful. Yeah, I'm skinny, but I'm lovely. And you just feel you are okay. And that's to begin with already. Understand? The same with men or women. Because let's face it, you know, you're beautiful or not beautiful as is in the eyes of the beholder only. You see the frogs, the male frogs and the female frogs. The female frogs are beautiful in the eyes of the male frog, right? Or even anything, that ugliest thing that you name. Yeah? They're beautiful for someone. And that's all you need. You don't need the whole world to tell you that, oh, you're beautiful and you're Mr. Universe and all that garbage. Don't need. And some people don't look beautiful, don't look like striking or attractive at the first glance. But the more you look at them, the more you feel they're so charming. Yeah, and the inside beauty just shines forever. So that's what you should concentrate on, the inside beauty. And then you will feel everything else fall into places, you know? You feel you're beautiful. I mean, what do you mean by beautiful to begin with? Huh? Everyone has two eyes, a nose in the middle, and a mouth. And depends on where the mouth put. Where the mouth is, you look beautiful. Oh, not beautiful. Oh, some people like thick mouth, some people like thin mouth. What the heck? You don't have to look like the neighbors to feel that you're beautiful. You don't have to look like a model to feel sexy. You understand? It's all the attitude. It's all about attitude. Yeah, it's all in here. Really, it's like that. You know, I'm too old already, you know, right? Huh? I'm 50-something already. But you know how many men still like to look at me and turn their head? Yeah, really, I'm not kidding. I'm not telling to boast to you. I don't care about this thing, but I'm surprised, you know? Sometimes I'm really surprised. Just because I don't think in this direction, I'm really surprised. Like I walk in somewhere, eat something. Sometimes I go in the restaurant. Because I travel, I don't always go bother you cooking for me. I stay in hotel, of course. I stay in the restaurant. If I walk in the restaurant, sometimes the whole restaurant turn around. And I just sit in that corner and everybody tries to make an excuse to go out, peep at me. Just peep at me. Yeah, really. I'm not kidding.
You look young.
I feel beautiful. I don't feel like, okay, I'm the most beautiful woman in the world or anything, but I feel okay, you know? And it's not like I go out every day, if you look, I'm going to be okay today or anything. It just, they surprise me sometimes. And then I know that I feel okay in any way. And maybe that's why, yeah? Because the world is not short of beautiful women, but I really make people turn around and look, and I don't know why either. It's not like I feel I'm very exceptionally beautiful or anything, but I do make them turn around. Even women, the whole couple, you know, they turn back and look many times, many times. And sometimes I make excuse to take photo and all that, and I'm shy, you know. I don't want to just always be in any photo. So sometimes I have to turn to sit on the other table, opposite the other table, because too many people looking are trying to take photos that I have to even turn my back on them. I have to change my seat sometimes. And sometimes if I sit with somebody else, I just say, move a little bit to the left. No, right, a little bit. Okay, right. to block the gaze of other people. And I'm just nobody. I'm not really that exceptional. Just if you feel beautiful, you are beautiful. Really. Not like proud or arrogantly. You know, it's not that. Just you feel good with yourself. You feel at peace. Yeah? And you feel you don't need anything. You are okay the way you are, whatever it is. You just feel fine. And then people really feel attracted to you. It's not about how you look. It's how you behave as well. And how you behave comes from inside, right? So people just look at you and just love you. Now you know that yourself. After initiation and after meditation for some time, people do love you. Yeah? They do love you. except those enemies from the past that come back and try to make trouble. But even them, they cannot help it but love you. They love you, but because of the past karma, they make trouble for you. But they love you in their heart. No? You feel more loved than before. Yeah? People smile at you more often because it's your reflection. It is like that. There's nothing else I can tell you that you don't already know, right? You have experience. So don't tell me you don't progress or all that garbage. Don't dwell on these stupid preconceived ideas of how you are and how you see. Don't look at these small negative traits that you still have. You know, see, every day write out all the positive things that happen to you and then you see how much you progress. It's very easy. Or with your family, or with your relationship at work, or with friends, everything improves. Yeah? At least you improve. So it's not just about the light, eh? Okay? Yes. The light is within you. And sometimes people go to you and say, oh, you have a big aura on your head. No? Some people tell you, right? But do you see it yourself? No. See? Tell you. Well, this is good also. So your ego just come up. What if you feel you are saintly every day and walking out? Look at my hello. You don't see it? Ah, oh, you're blind. Look again. Feeling too saintly is no good for you. Huh? Is that not true that sometimes some people come and tell you why you have a halo on your head, no? Some of you have experience, right, like that. But you yourself don't see it. It's a good thing you don't. But some do. Some do know you have a halo, some don't. And it's okay. Just make sure you clean it every day so it looks shiny and clear. You know, no brown spots or black stripes in it, okay? If you clean it every day, even if you don't see yourself, it is a mirror, a clean mirror, okay? Other people will see it. You don't need a big saint to see your halo. Some psychic people, yeah? And some people who have a gift from the past because they have been blessed. And they can see your aura, so you're not hiding anything, you can't. Just clean it every day. All right? Make it shine. I mean, make it come out. Make it come out. Your original nature is clear and crystal anyway. Just make it come out. Don't let the dirt of the world cover it. Okay?
Nếu đời không có người, hoa lá sẽ quên cười. Mặt trời không muốn dậy, trăng sao mờ trắng mây.
Cherished viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Be Your Children's Best Friend, Part 3 of 6 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 156, Christian Prophecies of the End Times, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you be free-spirited and blessed with much happiness.
Vegan, 'cause we live by principles.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.